Okay. Bar Mechitza, Ba'arach Eser, and Simran Simran Shinuch Es Sivov. So a person builds a wall inside of the Karfif, which is 10 amas long. Now we're going to, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out it's really more than, means it's more than, slightly more than 10 amas. If they Mechitza Rishana, in front of the Mechitza which already was there, he built a second wall. The Vat law. By building this wall, what he's doing is making that's going to be now the wall which is enclosing the karfif, not the original wall. But instead of removing the whole wall, he only takes out 10 amas plus of it. So but that's enough. That acts like a equivalent of it. He broke down the wall and then down to 10 amas. Via mukav l'dira, yaday ashniyah. Now it's considered mukav l'dira through the second wall. It works. Imrchika meharishana shloshet tvachim mutar. If there's a gap of less than 3 tefachim between the new wall and the old wall, there's law of so it's the same wall. If it's more than 3 tefachim in between, it's not law of Buddha, so this is a new wall, and the old wall is no longer functional, or no longer the makif. Okay, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, Memches, Ba'arich, so it says Ba'arich Yeser, so he changes it to Ba'arich Yeser, Yeser, it has to be more than 10 amas. Kastar Chlorma, that's the correct way to write it. Mar the gova hoyagam ken eser. It has to be at least. I only have eser in mind. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. You're right. It should be sor. Okay, so it has to be more than 10 amas long and at least 10 tefachim high. Do you have a sor in yours?
Yeah,
that's nice. It should be a sor.
It should be
a sor. Right. The first one is eser. The second one is sor.
That's not a half.
Yeah. Memtes lifnei mechitza lifnei mebar karfus. So you have your karfus enclosed, and you have so that the far wall. You put one over here instead, closer to the inside the karfus. Shtiya kamisha eno. Bahavi kilo nifritz mechitza yeshana kol erech hazed. As if the outer wall, the previous wall, has been removed. Shemisbato kol mechitza b'shil pirtazu. So it's like you now and then. Once you have that rule. Once you break it through, it's like the whole thing is gone. And then you're rebuilding it with a new wall. Obviously, the goal over here was that you built a house, then you built the mechitza originally without the house, or without an opening from the house. And now you open the door, it's too late. So you have to open the door and then build the wall. So the point is, make a doorway, and then put this new wall inside to make it as if it's now enclosed for the right purpose. Okay, nun beis shlosh tefachim mutar the haver lake heck of chodesh l'shem dira. So this is a new enclosure for the purpose of dira, which works. I'm care because of chodesh v'sech shlosh tefachim l'kashel l'yoshem l'nahani. If it's within 3 tefachim of the old wall, it doesn't work. The sulo neshek because of chodesh not a new wall. Elokemoy yishemoy sebebinyan al kesel rishon l'shem dira do mahani. It's just fattening the old wall. Because within 3 tefachim of the old wall, it's just you made a fatter wall. You didn't get rid of the original wall, so fattening the old wall for the purpose of dira doesn't help.
It's lavered.
Yeah. Now, let's say by putting this new wall, this carpet was just a little bit more than Besosai. So putting this new wall there limits of the area of the karfif. So I've solved the problem in a different way. Not because I broke the other wall, because I made an area which you can't walk on, which you can't use, so the karfif now is less than base of sign. It's not a karfif issue, right? So if by putting it there, even if it's within 3 tefachim, but if that's going to take the area of the karfif, the usable area of the karfif, and make it less than 3 than Besosayim, it'll work. We'll see in the next sieve. If I take the wall and I thicken it by putting a layer of mud on the outside, I'm just planning to leave it there, and that now makes the car for less than Besosayim, that's fine. It also works. And this is obviously actually building a wall if you're going to do that. Now, so the Bir Loch over here points out, if just take a look at the picture. So here's the old wall, and you're building a new wall inside. So really, it's a freestanding wall. So, but we look at it as if this part over here is broken through, right? We look at the part as if the part behind the wall is broken through. He says that, but that only work if the space between the old wall and the new wall is less than 10 amos. Why? Because if it's more than 10 amos, so remember, this part is like it's missing. So God, there's a big hole over here. There's a gap of more than 10 over here. If it's less than 10, it's like a doorway. See, here's a doorway, here's a doorway, here's a wall. Wall, doorway, wall, doorway, wall. So we're fine. But if this area is gone, and this is more than 10, so you're left with, you don't have a full enclosure. So so this gap has to be less than 10 amos between the new wall and the old wall. Okay, now.
What area is gone?
If we're looking at this part of the wall, behind this wall, it's like it's not there anymore in regards to the din of Karfeith. As much as that's true, so you have an opening which is more than 10 amos here, so you have an opening in your wall. So how are you going to solve that? Well, I have a new wall. But what's connecting this wall with this wall? So if this is less than 10 amos, so this is like a doorway. So it's wall,
but is
doorway,
that old wall,
wall
still existing in reality?
It is.
It is, okay.
Right, but we're dealing with it vis-a-vis the carpet as if it's not there.
As not there.
Right, so as much as that's true, you don't want to close carpet. You know, you can't play.
Isn't it that basically if it's less than 10 amos that it's not really usable, so it's almost like dead space? I'm not using the term mokum patur halachically, but
ten,
in the sense it's.
10 amos, not 10 tefachim?
It's something that you're not going to use, maybe?
No, five amos is a nice wide
it's
area.
It's a nice
one. It is 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
What he does grapple with is that halacha that we consider 10 amos a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
So, imagine I had this wall over here. I get an opening over here, and it's 9 amos long, 10 amos long. So we say there's wall here, and here's a doorway. That's fine. Here, what we're doing is we're saying that there's wall here, this is a doorway, this is a wall, this is a doorway, this is the wall. We don't find anywhere else that we're going to, when you get a piercer like that, we consider it a doorway. The doorway works in the wall.
Right.
You know, there's two sides to it. There's two gedudim, they're called. The two shoulders of it. But to do that in a different direction than the wall is flowing, we don't normally do.
Right.
So this is a kula which Chazal made that they're using over here, and that's something that you grapple with, they grapple with to understand how that works.
So why do you have to make a source of Pesach there? Is it just because it's inherently close enough that it makes one, or is it just is this the kula of it?
Well, really, there's a wall. So really, in regards to the halachic issue of carrying, theoretically, there's a wall there. The only problem is that it's too large.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna. Vis-a-vis the issue of saying it's considered closed for deer purposes and allow you to carry an area larger than Beis Hasayim, when you make this new wall, this becomes the functioning wall of this area,
mm-hmm.
That's sufficient.
Right. Yeah, but so you don't have to make it an entirely new wall. In order to make that really a Pesach going in both sides, you don't have to make it a source of Pesach. Like.
You don't have to do anything. Right.
Okay.
Right, correct. Okay. Zion. So he just mentioned this idea. So let's say toch tit al machitzas originals. Lamayat aviroi, v'nismayat. So he took the original walls and he thickened them by putting a layer of tit inside. So now the air and the situation was such that the actual area was so close to the size that we needed by thickening the walls with this tit. Now you have the smaller shear. Imatit ova. So it works now, but the mechaber adds a condition. Dirt grows on the coastal. That's not considered like new coastal. That's just dirt. So it doesn't count. So when does it count? Imatit of if the tit is thick enough, she tenotel mechitza rishana ruya lamed b'fnayatzma. That if you remove the outer wall, the tit would still stand. It'll harden and stand. It's thick enough and strong enough that it'll stand by itself. Havi mi. That's considered that it limits the airspace. In love, if it would fall, so it's not really a thicker wall, it's a wall holding some dirt. Like having me, that's not considered a me, that you're not limited the airspace of the area. So the problem was that you had a carpet which is enclosed, but it's holding more than the area of Beis HaSayim, more than 50 by 100 amas. You can't carry in it. Well, I want to make it a little bit thicker, and therefore there's less airspace, and now it's going to be less than that amount. It'll have a lot of carry in it. So, havi miyad. If it can stand, it's a miyad. I feel loy talk ele be'echem mikosti ha'karfif. And the truth is, even if you know you only did it on one wall, I feel be'mikosti, you don't leave it in part of the wall, sagi, that's enough. But mikol makom nirish atiach akoponim goyva atiach asara mikarka ulamala. It has to be at least 10 tvachim high. It has to be at least 3 tvachim wide. So if it's not large enough, like you said before, if it's not large enough, we look at it as irrelevant. So if it's 10 tvachim high and 3 tvachim wide, so that's enough. If that's going to limit your kosel, and that's you know that'll be that's the little amount that you need to get it back to being small enough to be allowed to carry, so you did it. As long as it can stand by itself. If it can't stand by itself, lobby me. It's a kamisha and a domi like it's not there. Now, v'yesh chol kamal says some people are more makel. The chol shechol lamed ima kosel m'mayit. As long as even it can't stand without the wall, but if it can stand with the wall, that's also sufficient. And that works. V'yesh lahakol is a case of necessity. You can rely on the more lenient opinion. Lenient opinion, by the way, is a Russian Rambam. So that's like you know, it's not like you know, Eli Rangel. Yeah. It's a Russian Rambam. Okay. V'chol zem nismayr ashir al yedei zem mivifnim. Avon lo nismayr ashir. It's all the point is that by extending the wall inwards, you've limited the area, and the area is not large enough to create a problem. But if it didn't do that, it didn't get it down to less than Beis HaSayim, which is the problem. So, Bavari Yosser. Well, why don't you say, well, I'm making a new wall? By thickening the walls, like I'm making a new wall, we don't say that. Even though he had intent when he made the Tiach, that he's doing it for the purpose of, you know, for Dira purposes. Even though it can stand by itself, it's thick enough that it can stand by itself, and you put it there for the purpose, dear purpose, it's still not going to work. That's that case we said in Sivov that there has to be a gap between the two walls, otherwise you look at it as just the same old wall still there, so that there's no new heck of l'shem dira. So that's why it has to be that the issue over here is not the issue over here is not making a new wall. The issue over here is it's going to decrease the area to the point where it's permitted to get. Okay. Now, Ches. Bona mechitzas ala rishona la'akifa al yodam ladim. So we made the wall higher. So the wall was 10 tefachim high. We made a new wall on top of it. For the purpose, and we had to run on the same deer, it should be a new wall, etc. So, say, no, well, it doesn't help because what's enclosing the area is the old wall, and the old wall's still here. The new wall is not really adding anything to the enclosure.
That doesn't mean in front, it means stack on top.
Set on top. V'nivlu ha-tartonis v'nishiru ha-yonis ma'yalehem. If what happened was that there was a shift in the ground and the wall sunk, and now the new wall, which is on top, is part of the wall which is enclosing it. So then, nitra yodim, that will permit it. Okay. Now, so what's the point? In the first case, even though you added a new wall on top, the new wall is not really doing anything because the old wall is still there. Now, what about a case where you have a case where alvatel gavoya tail yosim esosayim? So we had the case before that the same halacha applies. Not that you enclosed it with walls, but there was a rise, which was 10 tefachim high, and the area which it was on top was more than Beis HaSayim, so you can't carry. But there's walls there because we hello leads into like Shasiyach, because it's raised up 10. Now I went and I built walls around the perimeter of this tail. She said, well, I didn't do anything, right? Because the walls, halachically, there were walls there already. That's true, but vis-a-vis living, I have a wall around my head, which I didn't have before. Right? So so that will be valid, even though luckily there's walls there, because the Rishus Yochid is it's raised up, those count as walls, but practically I'm living now in an area which with new walls, the Shem Dira. So that'll work. Machitzas, I feel a swasa the Dira, you put machitzas even around the perimeter. If you put it in the middle, so obviously it's like new walls, no connections at all. Even if I'm just put it on the perimeter. So what are you doing? The wall's there anyway. Halacha is moil, it works. Shere dor ba'aver mechitza sh'osa ata. Because now you're actually living in these walls, which weren't there before. So these walls were made for the purpose of dira. You're living in them. So that'll work. Sukkot nun vav. Eno moil.
Yeah. Is it already obvious that if we were to have like a backyard situation, if we put walls around the existing wall there, that would also work? Or it's not obvious?
I'm not sure.
You have a fence in backyard that was built without Kavanah that should be a Shem Dira.
Right.
And then afterwards you put an external wall around that. That would...
I mean outside, beyond it?
Yeah, beyond it.
That would not work.
That would not work.
Right. Because you're living inside the inner ones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The upper wall which you added on top, it made it, you know, another 10 tefachim high, doesn't really do anything. It's already enclosed. The lachol is enclosed. It has 10 tefachim already. But if you nivla tatan, show you however rach b'tikuach, the ground was soft. Menech but the kosel sunk. Actually, nishabu asar tefachim megaber, that the original wall was not 10 tefachim high anymore. And now, with this new thing that you built on top, it is 10 tefachim high. So it comes out that even though what you added really is only one tefach, but that one tefach made it into a hook of ladira, so that's sufficient to make it mut. Okay, then it'll be mut. Then it's rayon. Shrei nasu l'shem dira mitzchilosa, because that was meant to shem dira. Asher yochol l'hatar anata, because they couldn't do anything, shahar yirshol l'tzarech. Because they were not necessary. But now that without the upper wall that you added, the Shem Dira, there's not going to be a height of 10, means they make the height of 10, it's accomplished something for the Karfiv. There was a heck of the Shem Dira which is doing something to the Karfiv, so that'll work. So that'll work. Let's say you have a case of a tail. So you have this rise, and the rise is 10 tefachim off the ground, but it's more than base of sayim, so you can't carry there. Also, machitzas loder lishtamish al tail. You put walls around it to use the area. Filos tvosa. You put it even at the perimeter. Ratzolarmer. The lomi boy, obviously, imhirchik misvas a tail shlesh tefachim, the vare moyo, kimavur besitvah. If you move the walls in closer, so it's like the case we had in Sivvah. That's a new wall which is enclosing the area. They're saying over here, no, you put a mamash on the edge. It's within 3 tefachim of the old wall. It still works. Moyo. Valva gav de beloy mechitzas elu hare yesh begoyva hatel asar. Without the new walls, there already is a height of 10 to the tail. V'yoyser. V'reu mokav meil was considered halacha enclosed. Alva kain shari still mut. The kimen de eno dor lamata ba'oymik. You're living on the upper part, not on the walls and down below. For regards to living, I don't have any walls around me until now. I have a loch status, but walls I don't have. The lower wall, which gives it a status of Rishos Yochid, doesn't do anything with regards to my living space. Now you're living in the upper area of Avram Mechitzis, Samopes. Now for this, Kima Shabana Mechitza Achas, the Shem Dira Sagi, one wall is enough. Mishar Re Shalom Mechitzis, Nechshav Al Yireh Atel, Gufa, Shuga, Gaiva, Asar Tvachim. So the thing is raised up on the ground, 10 Tvachim, and you're living on top. So Allah, these are walls. So really, there's 4 walls. But you can't carry it because it's too large. I make one new wall of Shem Dira. That's like I had before. One new wall of Shem Dira is enough. But you can't carry. Well, what do you mean I can't carry? I have three other walls which are available. So I can carry. Because that was Sivkin. I feel oysa mechitza lebein and shiasen al kaponim apanei kol rechav atel. Furthermore, I don't have to make it upon the whole length of this side. Again, the same thing we had in Sivvav. So I'll make it, you know, 11 amas long. That'll be sufficient to be matarif, because that's like a wall, which is sufficient. Let's hold it here.